Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
And with me today is my host, Joe.
And with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi.
Unplanned. I love it.
The cover, I have to
say. Oh, well, hold on. Before we get there.
Okay.
We are on the fourth issue of this Flash story arc, issue 349. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three, as well as episodes 208 to 213. Go ahead.
Okay, cover. So the cover is the Flash curled up in the fetal position on a bed in a jail cell. The door to the jail cell looks like it's fucking 30 feet tall.
That will fit the Amazons from Futurama.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, never mind. Yep. Makes sense now. Okay, yeah. We're good.
Pick up right where we left off.
Well, actually, we pick up right before off. Because, of course, you know, it's been a month since the last issue came out, so they had to make sure that you knew that he was
just
found guilty.
Just a quick retrial. Recheck. Found guilty. He willingly gives himself up to arrest.
Look how angry his face is, though, in that picture. And then Cecile's even got the crazy eyes. She's like, oh, that work that I did? This motherfucker's still going to jail? It's understandable. But, you know, yeah, he goes willingly, gets in the police car. Reporters like, hey,
well, the reporter's trying to get some, well, not only just
starts with Cecile. She's like, Cecile, would you like to make a comment? And she's like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, and then she goes to the jurors. Newberry is the first one she sees, and he's just like, leave me alone, you annoying woman. And then he starts
super speeding away.
Yeah,
not just running, but super speed.
And then people are like, what's that going? Like, the Flash just left in the police car. Who could run as fast as that if it wasn't the Flash? Huh. People are so dumb. But then obviously it transforms
into the reverse flash.
Yeah, and goes running off. We go and hit on some people real quick. We've got Dexter Miles at the museum. He's all sad.
He's like, there's no way this is, you know, going to be how it ends up. Mm-hmm. Old buddy, you know, talking to the statue.
We've got Flash's parents driving away, all sad.
The elongated man.
We got Ralph and Sue Dibney
reminiscing. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything for my buddy.
Yep. Then we have Kid Flash,
who's
Wally.
Like, man, I'm such an asshole. This is all my fault.
Yeah, he. Well, and to be fair, he feels
part
bad.
Of it is
yeah.
his fault. Well, part of it is his fault.
Well, no, because he was innocent. Because the jury was going to say innocent.
But if he wouldn't, if part of his testimony was damning towards the Flash because he was sitting there talking about all these things that the Flash could have done.
Yes.
But couldn't have actually done because this reverse Flash is as fast as the Flash.
Yes.
Everything that the Kid Flash had to say had to do with the Flash being faster than the reverse Flash.
Yes. You're correct. Or even, I think there was the one scenario where if he had, like, knocked him down, the scenario that he gave, the reverse Flash
would have
was
still killed him.
Face first into the ground.
Yeah.
And would still have died. Like, it's...
But regardless, correct. So after the Kid Flash knocks over his TV, which dude, like, it looks like he's just like,
patch it. Well, and yeah, we'll go with
and
that.
He's got such old hands.
Well,
anyways,
dying.
So then,
sure, we'll go with that.
Fry and Cecile are at the jail cell, and
yep.
Flash is like, look, I don't even give a shit. If anything,
well, so here's
I
the
feel.
Thing. Well, so they both say that the judge says told you that you don't have to stay in here. You're out on your own. Merit until sentencing, which is like in 2 weeks. Like, you don't have to stay in jail. He's like, he's basically saying, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for me to be out there. So he is willingly staying in jail.
But he doesn't have to.
I want you guys to remember that.
Remember that, listeners. I was going to say readers.
Well, yeah, he is willingly staying there on his own terms.
Yep.
Okay.
He has the ability to leave if he wants to.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be there.
So we're aware of that.
So as he's laying there in the fetal position.
In the fetal position, sucking his thumb.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Is he?
No. Pretty close, though.
Oh, that would have been funny.
That
would have
been great. Newberry shows up. And he's all talking very...
cryptically.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know you don't know me, or you think you know me, but you should trust me, and yeah. you're going to trust me. And the Flash,
Flash is like, okay, I do kind of trust you. Yeah.
Touch my hand.
Yeah, well.
Uh-huh.
So they, he is, So Newberry basically transports
instant
the Flash
transportation
out of the out of the jail cell back to the courtroom.
And these two cops, which they're guards, I guess, were like, "Hey, do you hear talk coming from the Flash's room?" Mm-hmm. And then they go over there, like, "What? He's gone."
Like, I don't get it. I thought he wanted to be locked up.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Exactly.
But again, he didn't have to be locked
up. Yes. It was his choice to stay there.
We go to this mountain range outside of town, outside of Central City, and the rogues are all locked up in this glass case.
Yeah, some kind of special case. I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks like glass, but we could also just be seeing through the wall again.
No, I'm pretty sure this is glass.
Nah, like I was just...
Okay.
You know, because it has the
same... X-ray vision?
Yeah.
This is a little... Like, this it looked like glass. This is better transparent glass
versus
the first one.
But
anyway, I actually thought that was a wall that he was X-ray visioning through.
But they're bitching about, you know, being stuck in there and being stuck together, and about, you know, the basically avoiding talking about who captured them.
Yep, they did not want to say, even though I think there was a couple of them that actually saw who it was.
Yeah, well, all of them did.
No, I don't think Trickster did.
No?
Because I think what ended up happening is when Weather Wizard got him in the cloud, that's when R Flash... Knocked him out.
Not our Flash, kicked but him. Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Our Flash is the good Flash.
Reverse Flash. Whatever.
No.
Shut up.
I don't
think Boomerang did either.
Boomerang!
Either way. But they hear him talking, and then they see this bright light. So they can't actually see him, but they can see an outline. And the outline looks...
retarded.
Well, the outline does not look like Reverse Flash.
Yeah, it looks
it looks very weird. But you could argue, like... the wings up here could be the ears,
but it looked
that cape though.
Yeah, the cape part.
There's a cape there. But once the light kind of subsides, they all see the Reverse Flash.
What's the matter? Didn't you guys want to tell each other who caught you?
Mm-hmm. And they're all still not believing it. They're like, "No, you are dead. We saw
you.
Your body."
Yeah,
like
because then they go and take the body. And...
They took. What did they take?
They took
the costume.
I thought they took the body itself.
Did they
take
the body?
I thought they went in there and took the whole body and then buried it themselves.
I remember them blowing it up, blowing something up, like a casket.
Yeah.
I honestly don't recall.
Yeah.
It's been a bit since we read those issues.
But anyway, so then, you know, the Reverse Flash is like, this is my alt. You'll see the ultimate triumph and my ultimate crowning glory because they're yet to come.
Yeah, it's still to come.
Yeah.
So, another cryptic thing.
Yep.
And so right now we have got, we're assuming this is Reverse Flash, but we have somebody stating it's not the Reverse Flash.
And we keep getting these little differences where it's like, no, that's not the Reverse Flash.
Yeah, this is not who we think it is. Similar with Newberry.
Yes.
So
and also, the Flash was able to leave his jail cell at any time.
You just gotta keep, well, I mean, we do have to keep saying that.
So if we go back to the Flash and Newberry.
Yeah, he gives a story about.
Which, dude, if this is what our future technology and shit looks like, that looks like trash.
Well, this is also the 80s.
I've built prettier things out of Legos than that.
Well, I don't know. That looks like a pretty awesome Lego building. But this is the 80s interpretation of what the 24th century was going to be like.
26th.
Was 26th? I don't remember.
Who knows?
They will say it. But he's talking about how... what does it say?
The change... The Reverse Flash dying changed the... normal flow of time. Sorry.
Yawning. No, you're good. So what he is talking about is like he is from the future.
And he was supposed to come back to make sure that the Flash was innocent because he needed to set that back on track for what was supposed to be happening.
Correct. And he, this person that is inhabiting Newberry, came back and he... Because they had the same brain waves as the person that came back. Like, Newberry had the same brain waves as this person. Or similar enough or close enough to where they could inhabit Newberry. And so that was what hit him, what issue? 338. So, you know, 12 issues ago. And it's very convenient. Obviously, But it's really, really odd.
Yeah.
But again, this is somebody who has future knowledge. They were not going to, if the jury had, you know, come out 100% innocent,
that he wouldn't have done anything.
He wouldn't have had this to step in.
But because they still had a hung jury, he was going to have to, you know.
So yeah, he manipulated it a little bit to let them know, let the jury know, hey, this is, the Flash is innocent, yeah. Because he knows the Flash is innocent.
And then he got,
this person's from the future.
Yeah. And then he got bombarded by this person who is supposed to be the Reverse Flash, but had more advanced technology than what he had.
Yeah, he attacked me with some sort of wand weapon. Wand weapon, huh? Like, at that point, Flash should have known who it was. But, whatever.
Magic Kabula, Adel Kabula.
But as he was hurling through the in-between time, whatever.
Luckily, he had a stabilizer. What does he call it? Temporal gyroscope that allowed me to slow myself down and return to normal.
Yeah, return to the proper point in the time stream, which would allow me to emerge in the present. Your present. So, basically, he got back and then immediately went to Flash.
Yep.
And Flash is like, so I can't accept this story that the Reverse Flash is alive, even though there's two people now. One with proof, and the other one, well, time traveler, sure, but the other one saying Reverse Flash is alive. The Reverse Flash is doing this.
But the Flash, like, it doesn't sound like the Reverse Flash. Yeah,
because it's not, dumbass.
Because when his neck snapped, I felt it in my bones.
I mean, he didn't. Otherwise, he
would have known that he did.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyways, so we go back to the butthole on the side of the mountain. Where all
We got all the rogues just kind of debating. It's like, is this really Reverse Flash? I don't think it is.
And then, like, Reverse Flash is what, sleeping over here against
I thought that was, actually, I don't know what that picture is.
Okay, good.
It's an odd picture.
It threw me off, yeah.
It did. But as the Reverse Flash is still listening, he's walking away, and then he changes to this individual with a white suit, white cape, white dumb pixie boots.
Which I had no idea what the hell was going on at this point in time either.
I had a vague idea, but, I mean, not like a super
vague idea.
Because
this honestly looks like Moon Knight from the Marvel.
It really does. Only with a shittier outfit.
Yeah. Which we didn't think was possible until now. Oh.
Yeah, right? But that's how we end the episode, or the end the issue with this individual
laughing
walking away.
Out.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.